Well, interesting times, as we know, and loads of different ways to raise money are being thought of. A great one that's come to our attention is Cheffins, the auctioneers, are doing an online auction. And I'm joined on the line by Sharon Hamilton. She's the marketing director for Cheffins. Hi, Sharon.
Hi.
So tell us all about this. What's going on?
So we decided that we, you know, while we're sort of all in lockdown and we're all working remotely, we wanted to try and do something really positive for our local NHS hospital, Adam Brookes. And we got in touch with Adam Brookes Charitable Trust, and they said it would be great if we could help them raise money for their emergency fund, which is called the COVID-19 Fast Response Fund. And there's a huge, great big list of items that they need, including personal protection equipment, et cetera, et cetera. And the whole bill comes to thousands, as you can imagine. Yeah, so yeah. We thought, while we can't actually do any of our normal auctions, we could do an online timed charity auction for Adam Brookes Charitable Trust, which will help our local NHS and our local staff who work there and all the volunteers. So it was a chance for us to do something positive while we were all locked down.
Amazing. So a timed charity auction, what's the mechanics behind it? How will it work?
Well, it works a little bit like eBay. So basically what we do is we host the auction on our website. They will be on our fine art pages. And from 9 o'clock on Friday morning, that's Friday the 17th of April, the auction will start. And you can go on every day and see what people have bid and increase your bid. So if there's a particular item you're after, it works a little bit like eBay. And by the time it closes a week later at 9 o'clock on Friday the 24th of April, you know, you could go on a couple of minutes before 9 o'clock and you could think, okay, well, somebody's bid £500 for that, I'm going to up my bid to £550. So it works in a similar sort of way to the way eBay does.
Wow. Okay, so that's going to be quite exciting. That last morning is going to be hectic for you guys.
Yeah, and very exciting.
Not a day for your broadband to go down.
No, not at all.
So what sort of things going to be on the list?
Some of the star lots include a character named after you in the next novel by international best-selling author Jeffrey Archer.
Oh, wow. So there could be a Neil Whiteside in a Jeffrey Archer novel.
There could be indeed. And of course, Jeffrey's last novel went to number one on the Sunday Times bestseller list. So that's a real money can't buy item. And of course, Jeffrey was very keen to help us out because his wife, Dame Mary Archer, is the vice president at Adam Brookes Charitable Trust. So, yeah, I think he may have had his arm twisted a little bit there. There's also today we've got in an amazing lot from the Lord Mayor William Russell and the Lady Mayoress of the City of London. They are offering to host a champagne reception and private dinner for a party of up to 16 people in their private apartments at Mansion House in London. They don't normally, you can do a tour of the Lord Mayor's residence, but you never get to see the private apartments. So this is a real cool thing to do if you're up for that. There's a tour of the chapel roof at King's College, Cambridge, followed by tea with the Provost, Michael Proctor, in the Provost Lodge. And then there's some really fun ones. If you're into steam engines and vintage, there's a tour of God Manchester in Nero. And Nero is a 1915 Burrell Showman's traction engine, followed by a pub lunch. And all of our steam enthusiasts have gone absolutely crackers for that. There's something for everybody in there. So there's a week in a bothy in the Highlands of Scotland for four people, if you really want to get away from it. There's collection from the airport and the use of the Land Rover during your visit. But we would like to point out, this is for people who really want to get away from things because it is quite isolated.
I was going to say, the word bothy, yeah, for those of you who do Scotland, it's primitive living, isn't it?
It is very primitive living, but it looks very pretty. You do have the Land Rover if you need to go out and get provisions, but there is no mobile and no internet. So it's a real sort of get away from it all. So perhaps when we go back to our normal lives and 2 months in, you think, actually, I was really enjoying lockdown.
Yes.
It might be a chance to sort of recapture some of that. There's a private tour of Dalham Hall Stud, which is home to the Darley Stallions, which is owned by Sheikh Mohammed, with an afternoon's racing and hospitality in their private box at the Rowley Mile Racecourse in Newmarket. For the sporting fans, there's tickets for England versus India at Lord's, and there's also the opportunity to have supper in the long room at Lord's with a tour of the pavilion. So that's quite exciting. And then some of our local hotels, the Gonville Hotel in Cambridge, has offered dinner, bed and breakfast and a spa and a tour of the city in a Bentley. Dinner, bed and breakfast at the Ship Hotel in Brancaster, and similar at the Varsity Hotel in Cambridge. For those who like getting away from it all and like their time in the sky, the aircraft restoration company who flew planes for the forthcoming Bond movie No Time to Die and the film, the Oscar-winning film Dunkirk, they're offering a tour and the chance to sit and explore a Spitfire.
Oh, wow.
There's also, yeah, really amazing. So that would be very cool. And there's also, Marshalls have also offered us a flying lesson, which is great. So if you've never had a chance to have a flying lesson, this could be your opportunity. There's also a private chauffeur-driven tour around the city of Cambridge in an electric replica of a 1910 Model T Ford, courtesy of Cambridge Vintage Tours. That one came in yesterday, which is great. For people who like their shooting, there's a clay shoot for people at Holland and Holland with three-course lunch and champagne after the shooting. A tour of racehorse trainer Michael Bell's yard in Newmarket and breakfast with Michael himself, which would be really amazing if you could do that during the summer.
Yeah.
You can see all the racehorses going up. It's a real, get up close and personal with the racehorses. Plus, there's tickets for the Craven meeting and the Rolling Mile when they're rescheduled. Might be the end of the summer. It might be next year, but that's been kindly gifted to us by the Jockey Club. And there's a VIP tour of the studios of bespoke jewellery designer Harriet Kelsall, followed with tea and cake. And there's something for everybody.
You
in
really,
there.
When you say that, you say, it's stuff money can't buy. It's something for everyone. It really is. That's a great list.
Yeah, and we want to say a huge thank you to everybody who's made these donations. I mean, we decided to do this 2 weeks ago, and literally within the first week, we had so many generous donations. We're so excited about it. People have been incredible, and the expediency at which the team at Cheffins and our donors have all worked to get this off the ground, it has been amazing, and it just shows the high regard that everybody has for our local hospital, Addenbrookes.
Oh, I think that goes without saying, especially at the moment. You're absolutely right. Yeah. So, the mechanics of it again, it's Friday, this coming Friday, the 17th, 10 a.m.
Yep, 10 a.m. it starts. And what you do is, even if you are familiar with our auctions and you're a registered client, you must register again for this because it is a one-off event. So you go onto our website and there will be directions to our fine art pages. The registration process is very simple, should take a few minutes. And then you've got the whole week. You can put your bid in on the first Friday and see how that accelerates. And if you really want to win a lot, you've got until 9 o'clock on Friday, the 24th of April. To really secure that bid.
That is amazing. Absolutely wonderful. Well, Sharon, that website, just so people got it.
It's www.cheffins.co.uk.
Cheffins.co.uk. It sounds brilliant. And if people don't register at the start, they can register during the week?
Yes, they can. They can indeed. It's very, very simple. So, there will be pointers all over the website. So if you get stuck, you can call one of us and we can talk you through it. That won't be a problem at all.
Fantastic. And dare I ask how much you're hoping to raise?
Oh, no, that's a pin the tail on the donkey question. We really don't know. It's very difficult. I mean, obviously, we've all seen the amazing story of Captain Tom Moore, who set out to raise £1,000, and he's now at 12 million, I believe. I mean, I think that would be a big ask, but we are hoping to raise significant funds for the charity.
Well, it's money that we know will go to a great cause, so good luck with it. Thank you very much indeed for coming on telling us about it. Good luck to all those people who are going to be bidding as well.
That's brilliant. Thank you so much, Neil. Thank you.